The district of Souk is seeking an extension to meet BC's new zoning laws. The legislation aims to tackle the province's escalating housing crisis by increasing housing density and streamlining development processes across municipalities. Bill 44 requires municipalities with populations over 5,000 to allow 3 to 4 housing units on single-family lots and up to 6 units on larger lots near transit. The goal is to diversify housing options and increase the supply of affordable small-scale multi-unit homes like laneway houses, townhouses, and multiplexes. The legislation also reduces bureaucratic hurdles. Public hearings are no longer required for projects that align with existing community plans, and municipalities must update their plans regularly with public input. This streamlining will expedite housing development and potentially add 130,000 new homes over the next decade, the province claims. The deadline to comply with Bill 44 was June 30. Souk's district council recently voted to request a 5-year extension, citing the need to upgrade infrastructure to address public health and safety concerns. A June 24 district report warned that failing to meet the deadline could result in a ministerial order overriding local zoning bylaws to enforce minimum housing density mandated by legislation. Councillor Megan McMath emphasized the risks of rushing compliance, highlighting that inadequate infrastructure in Souk poses a significant risk to public health and safety. She specifically mentioned critical areas like Charters Road and Troop Road, which are essential for implementing Bill 44. Souk is grappling with infrastructure challenges amidst rapid growth. Traffic congestion on Highway 14 necessitates road improvements to enhance safety and efficiency. Limited public transit hinders accessibility for residents who don't own vehicles. Ensuring a reliable water supply and upgrading sewer systems are crucial as the population expands. Mayor Maha Tate noted that district staff are still receiving development applications and issuing building permits, indicating ongoing construction despite the legislation. However, she expressed concern over eliminating public hearings for some developments. "Our community isn't known for rejecting applications," Tate said. "Public hearings have often led to improved development projects. We have one road in and one road out, and it doesn't matter who owns the road," McMath said. "This isn't about defying the province, but about fulfilling our responsibilities to our residents." Councillor Albedo criticized the province's one-size-fits-all approach, arguing that Souk's unique geographic challenges necessitate tailored solutions. "Souk is unlike any other community," Beddoes said. "We need provincial assistance to handle the infrastructure demands of our growth." The district report indicated that new developments under Bill 44 would proceed slowly and gradually, allowing the municipality more time to upgrade infrastructure. Langford Juan de Fuca MLA Ravi Parmar defended Bill 44 as part of the NDP government's strategy to address the housing crisis. He expressed disappointment with Souk Council's decision, calling it short-sighted, but offered to meet with the council to discuss their concerns.